The World Health Organization today confirmed that a fifth person has died in Vietnam after contracting what's called bird flu. The victim is an 8-year-old girl. She died on Saturday after first showing symptoms 6 days earlier. South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan also are experiencing outbreaks of what's officially known as the H5N1 avian influenza, though there are no reports of it spreading to humans there. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
Chicken, and lots of it, figures prominently on the menus of Vietnamese families celebrating the Lunar New Year, or Tet, which begins Tuesday evening. But the avian flu that's killed 5 people and affected millions of chickens has many families spooked. This morning at Hanoi's Long Bien Market, there were plenty of chickens, live and freshly killed, in boxes and wooden baskets, but not a customer to be seen. One vendor, Zung, said her business is off more than 70%. Restaurants and hotels aren't buying, she says, and neither are ordinary Vietnamese.
It's very slow, much slower than every year because of the bird flu, and no one wants to eat chicken this date.
Ho Chi Minh City, or Saigon, in the south, banned the sale of chickens on Friday in an effort to stop the spread of the virus. More than 2 million chickens have died from it or been killed by the government in the past several weeks. So far, all the confirmed cases of avian flu in humans in Vietnam have occurred in the north, though 2 hospitals in the south are now treating several suspected cases of avian flu in humans. Those who've died are believed to have caught the virus from contact with infected birds, though the WHO says it sees no threat from eating cooked chicken or eggs. And there have been no cases of human-to-human transmission. But if the virus mutates, health officials say it could become a far greater health threat than SARS. Bob Dietz is the WHO spokesman here in Hanoi.
If it should recombine or reform itself, and there's several ways it can do that, if it should do that and finds a way to be transmitted from human to human and still maintains the same virulence that it has, that we're seeing a pretty high mortality rate in confirmed cases in Vietnam. If it maintains that and is able to go from humans to humans, then we are in a tight spot, a difficult situation.
The WHO says a growing number of people have been admitted to Hanoi area hospitals in the past few days with symptoms of respiratory illness, but there is no evidence linking their symptoms to avian flu. The WHO has also sent an epidemiologist to Ho Chi Minh City to investigate reports of suspected cases there. Several more scientists from the WHO and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are expected in Vietnam this week to aid in the effort to contain the outbreak. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.